USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even as other nations were grounding the Boeing 737 MAX jets, the FAA says it waited to do it because they needed proof of a connection between Sunday's Ethiopian Airlines crash and another in Indonesia a few months ago. Acting Administrator Dan Elwell says satellite tracking imagery shows a possible link.
The track of the Ethiopian Airlines flight was very close and behaved very similarly to the Lion Air flight.
A late winter blizzard is dumping snow on the Rocky Mountain and Plain States, causing airline flight cancellations and scores of traffic crashes, including the death of a Colorado state trooper. The system is known as a bomb cyclone. Wind gusts at the Denver airport have been up to 70 miles per hour. That's hurricane force winds. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Construction spending surges as the year begins. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A key gauge of U.S. economic activity, the Commerce Department reporting that construction spending rose 1.3% in January after a revised 0.8% drop in December. The January increase was the largest since April 2018, and it came as economists were expecting a 0.4% rise in January. So it basically tripled their expectations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some Republicans in the Senate say they think the Senate will vote on Wednesday to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the Mexico border.
Nobody's beaten up. I said, use your own discretion. But I think it's a bad vote if they go against, I think anybody going against border security, drug trafficking, human trafficking, that's a bad vote.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Politics these days can divide friends and family. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explores why.
Divisive politicians, hateful pundits, angry campus activists, and Twitter trolls. Today in America, there is an outraged industrial complex that prospers by setting Americans against each other. Arthur C. Brooks is the president of the American Enterprise Institute. He says arguing with someone isn't wrong, but he also tells Fox News, we got to know how to argue with someone.
We don't argue too much. We argue too poorly. That's the biggest problem that we have. There's a problem that we have in our society today, which is that we have as much polarization today between Democrats and Republicans as there are between Israelis and Palestinians. And this causes a lot of contempt, which is not anger. It's content. It's anger mixed with disgust. This pulls people apart. One in six Americans have stopped talking to a family member or a close friend since the 2016 election.
That's the Reuters poll, right?
And totally. It's catastrophic. As a matter of fact, I mean, people are unhappy, and worst of all, they're not persuading anybody.
Defense attorney Kevin Downing discussed the 3.5-year sentence handed out to former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort at D.C. federal court.
Such a callous, harsh sentence that is totally unnecessary, much like this.
Combined with a sentence in Virginia, Manafort received a total of 7.5 years, and the Manhattan District Attorney announced a new 16-count fraud indictment against Manafort. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.